Now, the State of the Nation address by President Cyril Ramaphosa is just a few days away, and Al Jamaa has expressed cautious optimism about the address, expecting more than just a rhetorical, but rather real actionable roadmap for South Africa's future. And this afternoon, we are joined by Hanif Hendricks from the Al Jamaa Party to tell us a little bit more. Brother Hanif, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum salam, and thank you very much for this opportunity.
You're welcome. So you've mentioned that President Ramaphosa should draw inspiration from the wisdom of Julius Nyerere. Could you explain in what ways his leadership might benefit from this?
Look, we feel that the president must be guided by the foundational principles of the fathers of the liberation movement in Africa, and Julius Nyerere was in the forefront in number one, working for African countries to get Uhuru, in other words, to get independence. But at the same time, he felt that independence has to be followed up with socioeconomic benefits for the people of the country. And we had the National Development Plan for 2030, and the signs are already there that we're not going to achieve any of the objectives and KPIs of the National Development Plan by the year 2030. So 10 years of wasted work. We had a National Planning Commission. We had some of the top politicians and others serving on different committees. So if we look at the one of the objectives of the plan was to reduce unemployment to 6%.
Yes.
So that's it. Not going to be achieved by 2030 because unemployment at the moment is 34%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to unpack all the other elements of the National Development Plan, but it looks like we're back to the drawing board. Mm-hmm. And we feel that, you know, the president must revisit many of the foundational principles of the founding fathers of the liberation movement. For example, they stated that when you bring companies on board, their objective mustn't be profits. It must be influence their economic activities, their trade must be influenced in such a way that there is more emphasis on socioeconomic benefits for the people than profits for themselves. And as we know, government puts a lot of money into the economy. If I just look at social welfare grants, R300 billion a year, that's a lot of money that we put into the economy. So the recipients, they'll use that money in order to buy food. So they go to the supermarkets and shops and they spend the money. And there is, for example, a need to reduce the cost of the basic food basket. So the emphasis should be to ensure that, yes, we need supermarkets, we need people to trade, we need big business, but they mustn't be in it for big profits. They need to ensure, in this particular case, that there are more items that people can leave with in their trolleys after they spend their social grants.
Mm.
So that is basically maybe philosophical, but we've explained that we tried the National Development Plan. It has failed hopelessly. We're not going to reduce inequality. The Gini coefficient was supposed to be 0.6. We know we're not going to achieve that. The gap between the rich and the poor is growing bigger and bigger. And already South Africa has a reputation of being the most unequal country in the world. So we don't know what wisdom of Solomon the president will have in his own address. But it has to change. We can't do. There has to be some dramatic changes.
Mm-hmm.
The other is the issue of food poverty. In the National Development Plan, we say that we need to eradicate food poverty. So food poverty is a datum line that computes how much money is needed for a person to buy basic food, say, for 1 month. So the figures that are being thrown around at the moment is 760 rand. The grant where there is a massive investment by government is the SRD grants, and that's at 370 rand now. Far from the 760 rand figure. And when that amount of 760 was computed by the United Nations, if one adds a bit of inflation, a round figure may be 1,000 rand. So what we are saying is that the SONA must give us comfort that they won't, that we will eradicate poverty by 2030, and that in 2030 no South African will have less than 1,000 rand in his or her pocket every month. And mm-hmm. we hope sustainable livelihoods will address that, and people will earn 10 times more. But those that fall through the cracks, there must be a basic income grant of 1,000 rand a month.
Mm-hmm.
So that.
Mr. Hendricks, you still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, what interested me also was you advocate for a South African Liberation Committee as a cornerstone for a truly liberated nation. Can you elaborate for us on why you see this as an essential?
Look, I told you all earlier on that we had a National Planning Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Consisting of the best minds in industry, from the trade unions, from civil society, and they seem to have failed and will not achieve the targets. So those of us who were involved in the liberation struggle and others pinned their hopes on the National Planning Commission. Mm-hmm. And they came up with what we believed were some targets that should have been much more, but we were quite happy to see if the targets that they've said that the country can achieve will be achieved, so that we can have equality in South Africa, redistribution of land, and that the people of South Africa can benefit from the resources that's in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that hasn't been achieved. So one of the next options is that we need to revive a mood of liberation in our leaders. Now that we have political freedom, we need to have economic freedom.
Yes.
That is what our fathers of liberation advised, that once you have Uhuru, you should have a liberation committee to work on economic reform. And they have succeeded in getting us the principles and the values and the guidelines, helped us to achieve independence, self-determination. It's those same values and not capitalistic values and Western values. It should be those African values that must guide us for the future. And we need to name the structures properly and maybe call it a economic liberation committee. And maybe the term National Planning Commission, that was too bourgeois, it was too Western, and why it looks like it's not going to succeed. There must be a revolutionary spirit behind what we do. And what we've had in the past was didn't work. So we now have a government of national unity, and maybe we have a better chance.
Yes.
The future of the country is not dominated by two political parties, the ANC and the Democratic Alliance. But there are other parties as well, maybe not, they don't have the numbers, but they may have the thought leaders and the expertise to take the country forward. The ANC have shown that it has failed.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the DA only got 20% of the vote means that the people of South Africa don't have confidence in them to take the lead. So both the ANC and the Democratic Alliance don't aspire and give hope to the people, and maybe the fact that there are another 8 political parties, although small in number, will give us a better chance to achieve economic freedom. But we need a strong opposition like the EFF and MK, but they also seem not to make the cut as a very strong opposition. They are not coming up with alternatives that can take the country forward.
Yes.
And they are just criticize what is put on the table by the government of national unity. So this is the situation that we're in. So now we have a State of the Nation address where the president would outline a master plan for the next 5 years with a lot of emphasis on the next year. So they call it this 5-year master plan, a midterm planning budget, as identified in a lot of detail after 7 months of work, the way forward for South Africa in terms of measurable KPIs. Mm-hmm. So just use a simple example.
Mr. Hendricks, unfortunately, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we don't have any time left. And inshallah, we'll speak to you at Sona on Thursday once Radio Islam will definitely be there, and we'll catch you there and catch up with you.
No, I look forward to that. Thank you very much.
All right. Shukran for your time. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.